WTAW News Time is 8:03. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. If the U.S. Supreme Court allows same-sex marriages nationwide, Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says she'll first wait on a directive from the state.
The family code says that we have to use the state form to issue the marriage license, and our state forms are geared toward a man and a woman.
Attorney General Ken Paxton issued an advisory to county clerks and justices of the peace to wait for direction from his office. A proposed multi-million-dollar student housing complex is on hold following action at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
Aspen Heights would be on land bordered by Harvey Mitchell Parkway, Holloman, and Welburn Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission voted to proceed with 170 buildings holding 2 to 5 bedroom units. After city staff repeated its opposition due to the additional traffic it would generate at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman, the only council support came from Julie Schultz.
P&Z said it's going to be 7 to 10 years before we can really fix that problem, so what are we going to do? We've got to come up with a solution right now. Otherwise, these folks are going to go build somewhere else and or rent somewhere else, which means more in the neighborhoods, just what everybody hates.
Schultz did get a motion passed to postpone final action until August. That gives time for developers to determine what impact a shuttle bus would have on reducing traffic volume. But at this point, city staff's not come up with a way to legally require the private shuttle to and from Texas A&M. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to collect more information about a proposed volunteer effort to reduce the feral cat population. Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs recently discussed the idea.
We are in the process of changing that ordinance where they would allow for organizations, again, at no cost to the city of Bryan. The hopes is if you have organizations and individuals that are trapping some of the feral cats to get them spayed or neutered.
Today's workshop, which starts at 2 in the basement of Bryan City Hall, features representatives of two organizations who have done trap, neuter, and release programs in other cities. The end of June always marks a couple of deadlines for thousands of property taxpayers in Brazos County. This year adds a few twists, according to tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe. One involves anyone who plans to pay by mail to do so quickly because of the time it takes to get a postmark, which now comes from Houston instead of Bryan or College Station. The new tax office off Pendleton between Boonville and Copperfield includes two drive-through lanes and drop boxes in and outside of the building.
In the first drive-through, the drive-through that's next to the building, there is a secure drop box. You can drop that payment after hours. Now, if you drop it after 5, then it will be marked as being received the following business day. So you want to make sure and get it in a day early.
Rose says payment can also be done online with an electronic check for a $1 service charge. Even with one of the wettest stretches in Texas history, the Kyle Field Redevelopment Project has stayed on track.
And thank you from the bottom of our heart, and we thank you for the 3 million plus man and woman hours that you have put in on this stadium.
Chancellor John Sharp thanked 1,300 construction workers this week during a topping out ceremony, which marks the last piece of steel being installed. You can hear the program on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil & Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil & Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in shirts with your company's logo. Send Monograms and More your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right shirt styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom White Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
8:09, it's time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go.
There's some shower and thunderstorm activity east of Galveston and Houston this morning, but it looks like it's headed well away from our area. We're partly sunny today, 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Scattered showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to around 70. It'll become partly sunny during Sunday. Highs on Sunday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, where's Shell Winkley? Let's go. We need to put him on special alert here. Maybe Bob French as well. TBS is putting together a late-night competition show in which a group of budding weathermen and women will compete to become America's next weatherman. You know, the comedy-related series is being produced by the folks at Funny or Die, which is a pretty good website.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're
Some
good.
Of it's not safe for work,
no.
I'm just going to have to say.
No.
But if you can watch it, it's pretty good. Oh, and Mark Burnett's company. He has no money. I don't know if you know that or not. He's the one who did the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has no
money.
And
Survivor.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. The winner will get $100,000 first prize and the chance to deliver a weather report on CNN's New Day morning show. Well, there you are.
It's scheduled for Monday nights, but there's an 80% chance it could come Tuesday morning.
Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
Doing good. Did I tell you that within the last couple of weeks, I actually, while down in Houston, caught former Aggieland weather guy Troy Kimmel pitching Window Company on TV.
Whoa!
Yes!
Wow.
Hadn't seen Troy Kimmel in a long time.
I was going to say, what did Travis Herzog have to say about that? Yeah. Anyway, but I'm glad you're here today because you had alerted me, and fortunately we're able to have it for you today. He said, Scott, if you can find out when the CW Network announces their fall lineup, I really want to know.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did!
Yes!
There! The second season premiere of The Flash and iZombie will debut on October the 6th. Boy, you can't beat that iZombie. Yeah. With Arrow and Supernatural the next day. Does it sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about?
No.
You're saying the words, but
yeah, I really am.
Ringing hollow.
The Vampire Diaries and its spinoff as well. The originals will be back on Thursday, October the 8th, followed by Rain and America's Next Top Model, which, of course, is our personal favorite. So, okay.
No,
all I got.
No, it's not.
I had no idea.
I got something for you.
You what? What do you got?
Well, this is pretty random, but I found this.
I'm sorry. We don't deal in random.
I know, but I found it fascinating.
Okay.
I have a almost brand spanking new great nephew, and my niece dressed him
still
up.
Still has that new nephew smile.
He does.
Smile.
And my niece did, you know, one of these creative photo shoots and had him dressed up like the Hulk. And I'm about to show you the photo.
Okay.
The interesting part is Lou Ferrigno became aware of this photo and chimed in on it yesterday.
Get out!
Look at this. Look, I'm showing this
That's
to you right
so cool.
now. Okay. Lou Ferrigno. And it got like almost 16,000 likes.
That's outstanding.
I just think that's pretty terrific.
All right. Okay, when you look at the picture, do you see Marilyn Monroe or do you see Albert Einstein? Have you seen this?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, this is the same. This is the dress, you know, black dress, gold dress.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll get to the link. The folks at MIT, the brainiacs over there, came up with this picture, and it's based on do you need glasses or not. And see, you're getting to that age where, you know, you may need glasses. I'm just
Hello,
you know.
Pot!
No, I wear glasses. Oh. I don't happen to wear them in here, but I do know I wear glasses. I freely admit that. However, on my last driver's test, they took them away. You know, I don't have to wear them.
They took your glasses away? Very nice.
Give me.
Took away. Well, they're holding them up high. I'm trying to jump up and get them. No, they removed the restrictions. Anyway, but that's what it is. You look at a picture, and if you see Albert Einstein, you don't need glasses, and if you see Marilyn Monroe, you do. And, you know, Patrick and I were talking about it off the air. I said, well, there's a major difference. One of them has a mustache. I mean,
but she waxes it.
Yeah. All right. You people have things to do and places to go. We, on the other hand, are just doing a radio show. So what do we got going on today?
Brought a guest, Virginia McCall from College Station Parks and Recreation.
Virginia says, God, I went over to this radio station today and they just talked about random things. So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What are we talking about?
I'm talking about a couple of things. First of all, hiring staff for our fall after school programs. And
okay,
then,
for fall. Not correct. Now, but for fall. Okay.
Correct. We've got staff for now. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of summer camps that we still have a few spots in.
Okay, well, let's do that first. Summer camps that we got going on, and so what do we have openings with?
Well, a lot of our camps have been filling up. Most of them are full. We have a couple of spots in our Frozen camp and Mythbusters camp. And
I don't have Let It Go, please. Do you play it every morning? I mean,
oh, I'm sure.
Their parents dropped them off, drive away quickly so they don't hear it one more time. Okay, the Frozen camp, all right,
And Mythbusters, and okay. I want to say that's about all we have. If people want to get in contact with our Central Park office, they can give a little bit more information. But like I said, all of our camps have been doing spectacular. We're living the good life over at Parks and Rec and filling up camps.
Now, what are the age groups that we're talking about here for these?
6 to 13.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. And then you say that you need some help in the fall, though, huh?
Yes. We're always looking for great staff. It's a really great opportunity for Blinn and Texas A&M students. We need some staff that are available Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 specifically to work in our after-school program. So it's a good opportunity to get some training and hands-on experience for those RPTS students, education students, and things like that.
Sure. Okay, if they want some more information on doing that, what do they do?
They can check out cstx.gov/jobs and look for the recreation assistant position. If you have any questions specifically, you can give me a call at 764-6351.
Okay, good. Thank you, Virginia. Appreciate you coming in this
morning. Thank you.
What else you got for us?
A couple of calendar notes. On Friday the 3rd, city offices will be closed, so we'll be putting out an announcement about that. And then on Saturday the 4th, at Adamson Lagoon, they're going to do something special, games every hour, a duck derby, and your favorite, noodle races.
Yay.
From noon to 6 at Adamson Lagoon. So if you want to know more, cstx.gov/pools.
There you go. City of College Station is here on Friday. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have 4 wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of 8th grade, is also into basketball. And 2 girls, one's involved in soccer. And So just very involved with family and church and community, and that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Many consumers say they're relieved that their monthly health care premiums will remain affordable under the Health Care Act. After the Supreme Court ruling yesterday upheld the federal assistance to millions regardless of where they live, it was a victory for President Obama.
For all the misinformation campaigns, all the doomsday predictions, all the talk of death panels and job destruction, for all the repeal attempts, this law is now helping tens of millions of Americans.
More than 6 million people were at risk of losing the subsidies because their home states didn't set up their own insurance exchanges. Celadon Corporation's stock plunged 37% in pre-market trading after the biotech company said it will suspend further research and development and could liquidate if it can't find a buyer or merger partner. The San Diego-based company, which is involved in the development of cardiovascular gene therapy, also says about half the jobs that weren't previously cut would be eliminated. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-861-2414. 800-861-2414. That's 800-861-2414.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
There is at least one distinctive landmark at Lime Rock, and that's the lighthouse. If you've never been there, Lime Rock is at the entrance to the Inner Harbor at Newport, Rhode Island. And it's there, on Lime Rock, at the lighthouse, that a true American hero lived. Not one that fought a great battle or war, but one that was instead responsible for saving a lot of lives. The lighthouse keeper was named Lewis, and he had been there for a number of years. And you might know that the water off this section of Rhode Island is some of the most dangerous waters on the East Coast. More ships and sailors than you can imagine have met something of a watery fate at this point. Like in 1858, when Lewis rowed four men to their safety after their boat capsized in Newport Harbor. Or in 1866, when a number of individuals were capsized during a storm and Lewis had to come to their aid before all were lost. Think that's enough for one lighthouse keeper? Well, it probably should be, but that wasn't the case for Lewis. Nope. In the dead of winter in 1881, when two men fell through the ice and were unable to get out and were within minutes of freezing to death in the icy water, they looked up to see only one person coming to save their lives. Lewis, the lighthouse keeper. Lighthouse keepers weren't necessarily required to endanger their own lives to rescue drowning soldiers and amateur weekend sailors, but this one did, time and again. And you might guess that word spread about these selfless and heroic deeds. Congress even heard of these great feats of courage and awarded Lewis several medals for bravery. And they awarded Lewis one other thing, lighthouse keeper status. That's right, you see, it had never happened before. It's a little known fact that the lighthouse keeper of record, Mr. Lewis, never did any of those heroic things. He had suffered a paralyzing stroke several years before and couldn't move. No, all of these brave and daring rescues were done by the other Lewis living in the lighthouse. His daughter, Ida Lewis. She was the genuine hero of Lime Rock with dozens of certified rescues at sea. And she was the first woman to be granted permanent status of lighthouse keeper in America.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader trade-in Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hibernating to survive. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. One of the biggest challenges in the effort to save endangered species can be figuring out how to get the animals to reproduce in captivity. For instance, attempts to breed California's imperiled mountain yellow-legged frog were initially unsuccessful. That is, until researchers discovered that the amphibians need to hibernate first. Ecologist Frank Santana of the San Diego Zoo Institute for Conservation Research explains.
In the winter, they hibernate for a period of 3 to 6 months. And so we mimicked that. And only the ones that were hibernated laid eggs. And only the males that were hibernated showed any interest in breeding with females.
The researchers are still trying to fine-tune the captive breeding process. But Santana says enough young have been produced that they were able to reintroduce adult frogs back into the wild last year. Now they're trying to work out the best strategies for the frog's continued survival in its native habitat. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There you go, from frogs to fleas. Here we go. The flea and tick collar on your pet could be really dangerous for you and your kids, according to a study from the Natural Resources Defense Council.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Adults who play with a cat or a dog while it's wearing a flea collar or tick collar exposed 500 times the Environmental Protection Agency's safe level for pesticides. For kids, those levels could be 1,000 times. And, you know, in many ways, I don't know, it's not my world. At the time when Hartz came out with it, Hartz Mountain, I think is what they were called, when they came out with the flea and tick collar, what a tremendous situation that was. I mean, what a really cool thing, because that meant that, you know, those critters would not get on your dog because it had this thing wrapped around its neck. Problem is, though, that it's, you know, infused with pesticides. And, you know,
yeah, but then you don't get fleas either, right?
Well, I don't know, unless they climb on the dog and the dog comes in and then they hop off and then you got fleas in your house, which is not good.
Right, but yeah. if you've got the pesticide on you, they won't get on you either.
Well, now, yeah, so there.
I mean, that's kind of a bonus.
I'd go ahead, work that way.
You know, like beef jerky, cut it off and just chew a corner of it, right? Just, yeah. But the thing is, we've moved so much forward, so much farther forward now in that technology that it's almost an antiquated solution, I think. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know people who necessarily put flea collars on their animals anymore.
I do.
You do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because mine go in and out, and I put the little drops on them.
It's messy, but
back.
I like diatomaceous earth.
I don't know what
we
that
have indoor cats, so we only treat when there's.
What is diatomaceous syrup?
It's earth.
Earth.
DE.
Oh.
It's an agricultural product typically, but it's basically ground up fossils.
It's what they use in swimming pool pumps.
Oh yeah, that's true. But for applications such as this, if you get food grade DE, you can actually feed it to your pets to get rid of intestinal worms. But but on the exterior, what it does, it's at a microscopic level, it's very sharp. And it cuts into the waxy outer layer of the fleas, and they dry up and die. And I love that. I love the idea of them getting these little shards of glass under their armor and just twitching, and eventually they're gone.
You flea sadist?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
Those were like the little locust at the end of the day the earth stood still thing, right? Where it just, you know, they go in there and just chew everything up. Wow. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And then what is it, nematodes that you can throw on the ground,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Vicious stuff.
Get me some nematodes.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go for that. Yeah. Or you can get croutons and put them in your salad.
Yeah, but you have to get a tree, though. You have to grow
those tree
the croutons.
Yeah, that's true. And then you got to break it up and
go
put
out there
it in
and
your salad.
Shake
yeah.
it and into your salad.
And doesn't matter. Well, hey, as long as you got ranch dressing, that's all
but,
good.
But right? They're really good when they're fresh.
Nothing
croutons.
Is worse than after a long day, kicking back to watch a great movie or show, only to have your streaming video pause, buffer, or alternate between high definition or downright blurry. Streaming video only needs data speeds of 3 megabits per second. To test your actual data speed, use a free website called speedtest.net. Plug your computer directly into your router to get accurate results. As long as you have a connection of 10 megabits or better, and that's a very basic connection, streaming video should be no problem. If you do have issues, the likely suspect is your home Wi-Fi. Signal interference and too much traffic slows it down. A quick fix is to upgrade to a dual-band N router. I know it's techie information, but just ask for a wireless dual-band router with 802.11n. And finally, buy a router that can prioritize your home's network traffic. For example, some D-Link routers have a feature called Stream Boost. It keeps video streaming smoothly by slowing down other web traffic. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at komando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local Bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. HEB is issuing a voluntary recall for HEB brand hamburger and hot dog buns and Hill Country Fair hot dog buns due to the possible presence of foreign material that might impact the quality of their product. A terry cloth glove used for handling hot pans could have broken up in the dough, resulting in a potential choking hazard. No incidents have been reported. Product on the shelf as of today is not included in this recall. We'll have information from an HEB press release on WTAW.com in just a few minutes. The College Station City Council has rejected a Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation to approve another large student housing complex.
P&Z voted 4-1 to rezone 28 acres near Harvey Mitchell and Holloman, owned by Jim Butler, to build more than 170 structures containing 2 to 5 bedroom units.
I believe it is consistent with the city's long-term planning of consolidating students into communities and also to get the students out of the neighborhood.
The city's transportation planning coordinator, Danielle Singh, said traffic volume at the intersection was already unacceptable. She disagreed with Councilwoman Julie Schultz on the impact of using a private shuttle bus to and from Texas A&M.
These small tweaks are not going to make a large impact.
Well, I mean, them supplying the bus service should make a big impact.
While the city cannot require the private shuttle and improvements to the intersection are 7 to 10 years away, Schultz was the only one supporting the project as recommended by P&Z.
I hate to do exactly what P&Z was saying they didn't want to do and devalue somebody's property and end all development, which I would have a hard time, I would assume you would have a hard time proving other development in that area that are going to put any more cars in that intersection.
Schultz did get a second motion passed to postpone final action until the council's second meeting in August in hopes of resolving traffic issues at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Attorney General has asked county clerks and justices of the peace to wait on his office to provide direction should the U.S. Supreme Court legalize same-sex marriage. That falls in line with the plans of Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen.
We'll wait on a directive if they tell us we can cross the word out and put the right gender, or if we need to wait for them to release the new forms, that's what I'll do.
McQueen says her office has received one inquiry.
The marriage license itself has the word man and woman on it, so we would have to see what we need to do with that, but I don't see issuing any different than any other couple. When the time does come, if it comes.
McQueen doesn't believe the identification requirements for getting a marriage license will change. The next step for the Bryan City Council is to allow volunteers to control the feral cat population is a workshop this afternoon. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs supports the idea.
And they're not having offspring that end up in the animal center and take up space, and I think that costs taxpayers $80-$85 per animal while they're housed there, and so it's something that we've been talking about for a while, and looks like the council is in support of moving forward.
Representatives of two organizations who trap feral cats, neuter and vaccinate them, then release them, will be speaking as part of today's workshop, which starts at 2 in the basement of Bryan City Hall. Next Tuesday is the last day to make property tax payments. A reminder from Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe for those who mail their payments in to do so now, because the postmark, which is how they determine whether payments are on time, come from Houston and not post offices in College Station and Bryan.
We are receiving hundreds and hundreds of pieces of mail every day, and so the chances of us getting to your check as soon as we get it is a little bit small. So if you were worried about, you know, maybe us getting that check in too quickly, don't. We work the mail in the order in which we receive it. It is all stamped the date we receive it, and it's kept safe in the vault.
Another option is using the drive-through lanes at the new tax office located off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville.
Most of the transactions are very short transactions, so even if there's 2 or 3 cars ahead of you, usually your time to wait is 10 to 15 minutes to get to the window.
There are also drop-off boxes in and outside of the building, and you can pay online with an electronic check for a service fee of $1. The next step has been taken on 2 more major highway projects in the TxDOT Bryan District. The Transportation Commission has awarded a $7.5 million bid to relocate Earl Rudder Freeway on and off ramps between FM 158 and Highway 21. Construction will start early next year on that, as well as improving Highway 30 from west of Huntsville to the Grimes County line. New passing lanes are part of the more than $16 million project, and for commuters between here and Houston, there will be more construction on Highway 290, as a $60 million contract was also among the 15 awarded yesterday. Texas A&M officials thanked 1,300 construction workers on the Kyle Field redevelopment project with dinner and a raffle this week.
We want you to come here every morning, ready to work, and you have. But we also want you to go home at the end of the day. We want you to be safe. We want you to be with your family. And you have done that, too. This has been a remarkable project, and we are very proud of what you have done and very grateful.
President Michael Young thanked every person who contributed to the 3 million hours of work put into the stadium. To hear the entire presentation, you can go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
8:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Sunshine today should lead to temperatures getting to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Looks like skies will be partly cloudy across the region tonight. Lows will end up around 75. Tomorrow, sun, a few clouds in the afternoon. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Scattered showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows near 70. Turning partly sunny for Sunday. Temperatures on Sunday anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Back in the day of our little radio program, I think of all the way back to maybe when Jay Sokol was here, part of the team. There were stories where we would need to come up with euphemisms for words that we just didn't want to say on the radio very much, and just we think like, that's important. Particular word for a condom, we decided to call that a cosmic protector. So I bring it up because there seems to be an interesting development in Britain. 14-year-old boy by the name of Danial Ali, Craig Shah, and a 13-year-old named Nawaz Nawaz, ain't from around here, any of them, have created a concept for a cosmic protector that would change color when it comes in contact with STDs.
I saw that yesterday. Man. I thought that was pretty brilliant.
The idea is that there would be antibodies that would change the colors depending on the disease. The three teenagers won top honors at UK's Teen Tech Awards, which is an annual science competition for students. They won $1,500 and a trip to meet Prince Andrew at Buckingham Palace. However, the concept, cleverly named STIEYE, it was a playoff of STI, still has a long way to go before it's actually produced. Would detect if there were diseases on both sides or just one, and how would it distinguish between the two? But nonetheless, that's a pretty interesting concept right there. Teenagers coming up with that.
Pretty stuff. Brilliant.
Big rumor in England is that the ex-stars of Top Gear, that'd be Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond, are considering
their own show.
Yeah. See how that works out. London Daily Mirror says the trio are, quote, very close to signing a big money deal with Netflix.
Yes.
No comment from Netflix yet on that rumor, but the London Sunday Times, where Clarkson coincidentally has a column, writes the crew about to reveal a new home for their show, which would debut sometime after next March with Netflix and ITV, the most likely destinations.
If there are enough geeks out there like me that will pay now to get Netflix if they don't already have it.
Yeah, I was going to say that probably is...
Because I will.
Yeah, that's a linchpin for a lot of things. Yeah, I don't get Netflix. Doesn't matter. Just if there are enough people to do, right? And Netflix, I tell you, is putting together a pretty good stable of stuff. Have to say that. I mean,
originally originated programming, which I really never thought would happen.
Yep.
I thought they'd just be purveyors.
And I don't know what I pay because they charge my card every month, but it's not much, right? It's about $8-$9, something like that, for all the things that are available. And again, old stuff too. So it's
Seinfeld.
Yeah. That's on Hulu.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Netflix. But there's plenty of stuff on the Netflix side. Let's see. Two nights ago, I guess, marked the series premiere for the USA Network's Mr. Robot, which the network chose to renew one day later before the first season basically even got off the ground, before they ever saw any numbers. The network says the new drama has already been seen nearly 3 million times on various digital platforms even before it debuted. What'd they do? Did they sneak it out? That's USA Network. Do we know what happened?
I don't even know the show.
I don't either. USA President Chris McCumber says the overwhelmingly positive fan reaction to the pilot and the broad sampling of it just affirms our confidence. Mr. Robot stars Rami Malek and Christian Slater.
Yeah, I do know what that one is.
Okay. Well, what is it?
I don't know the premise. I just remember seeing a preview with him in it.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Well, again, it sounds like it's a fairly popular thing. Hello.
Yeah, they put it out on their watching app and their website before they aired it on air.
So did you watch it?
No, I actually waited for it to come out on TV. I'm recording it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, I am. Okay, thanks. I'll give it a sample and see what's out there. But that's a pretty smart thing to do. It took 45 years, but James Taylor finally has a number one album.
His really?
Yep, Before This World is what it's called. It debuted in the top spot of the Billboard 200 this week, sold 97,000 total units for the week that ended Sunday, according to Nielsen. That's now the second longest wait for a chart top. Tony Bennett holds the record at 54 years between his debut in 1957 with Tony and the Duets 2, which did it again. That was in 2011. Plenty of veteran artists who still don't have a number one album. Among them, Kiss, Sting, and The Who. Now, I'm flipping around on Access, I think, sometime last week. And that's a music channel that shows a lot of different concerts. And I had never seen Kiss perform, if you will.
I've seen him live twice.
Don't your teeth hurt by the end of that?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not old.
Okay. Well, there. Yeah. No, I just wonder. I mean, I just wonder. It
depends on. I mean, that was Kiss and Kiss Alive. You know, double platinum. Those albums came out, and that was the thing when I was that age.
Okay. It's just loud.
Yeah, it is that. I'll give you that.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you. I saw this. I think the week I was off, I read that. They're now going to release music albums or CDs, whatever, on the same day worldwide. I think it's going to be Fridays from now. Because it used to be that they would release them in Europe on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And so now what they're going to do is they're going to be released worldwide on the same day. Which, I don't know what that means necessarily, but it could be interesting. NBC's America's Got Talent had no NBA competition this week. And because of it, pulled in 11 million viewers, easily the highest-rated show on Tuesday. In second place was CBS's NCIS rerun and NCIS New Orleans, and then ABC's Extreme Weight Loss. So that's what people are
watching.
Guess so. File this under the Stupid Thieves of the Day. Thieves tried to steal a keg from a New Zealand cafe and didn't bother trying to avoid the security cameras. The Blockhouse Cafe went so far as to post the video of the three men on their Facebook page, getting 24,000 views, and it was shared 540 times. The thieves were skipping and jogging around the bar and grabbing bottles of wine and stuffing spirits in the dishwasher tray. They grabbed one keg, ended up dropping another one because it was too heavy. The video shows three men jogging through the cafe about 1 in the morning on Friday morning, nabbing the keg. The owner says that he lost almost $2,500 worth of merchandise,
goodness,
hoping that somebody can help identify the guys on there. Tony Meredith, a bar regular, told the news, "When you catch them, put them in the stocks out front and let the regulars deal with them." Yeah!
Oh, I like that.
That's it. Just we'll take care of it for you.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So the guy named Anthony Dunton works in Georgia. He was just, as a practical joke, thought for some reason or other, it'd be really cool to put Roundup into the water bottles of his co-workers.
Now, the thought is a practical joke, he was trying to kill them.
Did it four times. No, just a little bit. 65, he told the police that he didn't want to kill his co-workers. He wanted to just, quote, mess with them, end quote. He set up, the victim set up a hidden camera after noticing the water tasted strange and foamed when he shook the bottle. He caught Anthony sneaking off with the bottle twice, coming back, wiping his fingerprints off the bottle. He's been arrested on 4 felony counts of assault. I hope so.
That's stupid.
Oh, just saying. Volusia County, Florida. Business owner wants to open a combo restaurant shooting range that would serve alcohol.
Why not?
Yeah. And it'd be the third establishment of its kind in the U.S. I remember we talked about there was one in Oklahoma that opened last year.
Mm-hmm.
Don Perkinson says he wants to open his business near the raceway at Daytona Beach and says he'll ensure the safety of the customers for themselves and from themselves. He said, we'll track those drinking alcohol by using their driver licenses. He also said that people will not be allowed to shoot if you had a drink in the last 24 hours. There you go. Good luck with that. And then there's also the story of the wheel from the airplane that apparently fell through the roof of the house. Considering what sometimes drops out of airplanes, a wheel probably would not be as bad as it could be. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada confirmed the incident.
At least it bounces a little.
That's true. Say the wheel came from a Falcon 10 corporate jet, Club Jet company. They had no comment. Thankfully, nobody injured. Residents were more than a bit shaken up.
The homeowners are praying it was a really good corporation, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey speaking with the Salvation Army.
Hi, my name is Jess McGossos, and I'm the communications coordinator over at the Salvation Army in Bryan. So we wanted to let y'all know of some upcoming events that we have going on this summer. First of all, we have a major fundraising opportunity with the BB Bombers. On Wednesday, July the 1st, they will be having a game against the Texas Marshals. And if you purchase your tickets through a certain website that you can find on our Facebook or another website, or if you just simply go up to the ticket box and mention the Salvation Army Bryan, 50% of your ticket purchase will go directly back to us. And we will use that donation to fund our assistance programs, such as our rent, utility, food, and clothing assistance programs. The website is bit.ly/summer2015fund, and you can use the code ARMY2015. And it's a little bit long. Like I said, you're more than welcome to find us on Facebook, and we have that link up there. Or you can call us at 979-361-0618 and ask us more information about how you can purchase your tickets.
And Bombers games are fun for the entire family. Plus, tickets are cheap starting out. I believe it's something like $5. So you can have a whole family outing and benefit the Salvation Army all in one night.
Yes, and the great thing about Wednesday night is that it is 90-cent hot dog night, and they will also have a salute the troops to honor the troops that night. So it'll be a very great way to kick off the 4th of July weekend. We also would like to let y'all know of another opportunity we have for young professionals and potential first-time homebuyers or just people who are needing some financial advice. We will be partnering with Wells Fargo and Briarcrest on the last Friday of every month, starting this Friday, June 26th, for free financial classes
Kenny in our fellowship hall. Like I said, you can ask them questions about credit scores, student loans, your budgeting skills, anything like that. And these are completely free classes here at the Salvation Army in Bryan at 10 a.m. on the last Friday of every month. We also have one last event that we would like to let y'all know. For those of you who are in need of heat relief this summer or who just want to lower your utility costs, you are welcome to come pick a box fan courtesy of Malik Service. They will be having a fan drive for us, which means that you are welcome to donate box fans or make a monetary donation payable to the Salvation Army. And then we will distribute those fans to individuals here in the Brazos County. All they have to do is call us at 979-361-0618 to schedule an appointment to pick up their fan.
So this is going on throughout the summer?
I believe this is the last week they'll be picking up, and then we will receive the fans next Tuesday. But we are scheduling appointments now in advance so people can pick them up at a later date. You can reach us at 979-361-0618. They call, they leave us their name and number, and then we'll call them when the fans arrive so they can come pick them up.
And all this information also available on your Facebook page?
Yes, and they can find us at the Salvation Army Bryan College Station on Facebook. We also have a Twitter and an Instagram, and they can find us all at Sal Army BCS. And they can also send us a message there if they can't get through on our phone line, or they can stop by in person at our office at 2506 Cabot Avenue in Bryan.
I'm Katie Dubsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. DVD sales from last week. Number 3 was Chappie. Number 2 was Kingsman, the Secret Service. And number 1 was American Sniper. As far as rentals are concerned, number 3 is 50 Shades of Grey. Number 2 is Chappie. Number 1 is American Sniper.
I like Chappie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a little robot-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Haven't seen that one yet.
Only 2 movies opening on wide release this weekend. Seth MacFarlane's R-rated Ted 2.
Yeah, okay.
It is what it is. The other movie, Max, will probably max out at around $10 million. In limited release, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. All right. Little Chaos. It stars Alan Rickman. The Pitch Perfect movies have brought in hundreds of millions of dollars, and Anna Kendrick wants her fair share. RadarOnline.com reports the real-life Becca just landed a $6 million deal to come back for the 3rd installment. Could be making a ton off the back-end bonus as well. Yeah, that's done pretty well, hadn't it? It's been fairly popular. So, the word twerk. I know.
Things you never thought you'd hear
right,
Scott
exactly,
say.
Exactly, right. Well, this is the reason, because it's kind of interesting in that the word twerk dates back to as early as 1820. The Oxford English Dictionary said yesterday, as it announced twerking as one of 500 new entries this year, the word rocketed, of course, to popularity following Miley Cyrus and her twerking, if you will, at the Music Awards back in 2013. However, research by the Oxford English Dictionary found that twerk, T-W-I-R-K, was first used as a noun in 1820, referring to a twisting or jerking movement.
Hmm.
The verb is believed to have emerged later in 1848 with twerk, the spelling with the E, coming around about 1901. The dictionary official said, "We are confident that it is the same origins as the dance. There has been constant use up into the present day, that would mean the same thing.
Lest we forget the Ying Yang Twins with Whistle While You Twerk.
Yeah, I did miss that. I did forget them.
It's about 15 years old
that.
Now.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. All right. Selfie sticks, thing of the past at Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Just
thank goodness.
3 months ago, the Disney parks banned the selfie sticks while on certain attractions. Now they're banning them entirely from their parks.
Good.
Which, again, I agree, which is kind of a good idea. So I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, it's interesting. With blood donation rates on a decline all over the developed world, Sweden's blood service enlisting new technology to help push back against shortages. One thing they're doing, donors are sent an automatic text message telling them when their blood has actually been used.
Huh.
People who donate initially receive a thank you text when they give blood, but they also get another message when the blood makes it into somebody else's veins. Swedish officials are hoping that that will encourage people to donate. That is rather an interesting concept to do that.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them. As distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance.